While Kennedy and Khrushchev waited to see which one would blink over removal of nuclear missiles from Cuba, Air Force Lieutenant Joseph Maiolo was in charge of 15 Jupiter nuclear missiles 150 miles from the Soviet border in Turkey. He had the launch code in his hands.
I was put in a room, and I was locked in the room, and I was given the code book, and that was the 25th of October. I was awakened and told that we had gone to DEFCON 2, which is one step from all-out war.
Now an English professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth, Maiolo says it was a terrifying time in Turkey, but he found out later it was more frightening in the United States.
They were terrified. They listened to the radio, and people put up food and shelters. They didn't know whether they were going to see tomorrow or not.
Even though Khrushchev was the first to blink and the missiles were removed from Cuba and later from Turkey, Maiolo believes the planet was as close to annihilation as it ever had been before or since. 50 years later, he's still not sure if he would have launched his 15 nuclear missiles.
I don't know what I would have done. You're sitting in a trailer in Turkey in the nighttime, and you're given an order to do something, and I'd like to say I wouldn't.
Maiolo wrote a book about the experience, My Turkish Missile Crisis, a memoir from the front line of October 1962. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.